Following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Nikki Thunder with KCHE Radio and Tom Cullen with the Storm Lake Times. Nikki, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Thank you, Senator. The VA clinic in Iowa City hasn't responded after the veteran Brandon Ketchum of Bettendorf took his own life hours after being turned down by the VA after he requested help for mental health. Can you tell us your thoughts on that and what's next?
Yeah, I can tell you my thoughts, and it's very, very frustrating. After we passed a bill 2 years ago right now that's supposed to reform the VA and listen to whistleblowers and make sure that there aren't two lists and that people get the service they're supposed to do, and nobody can die and while they're waiting and all that sort of stuff. And then you find out this guy committed suicide. It's very, very frustrating. So it's always like locking the barn door after the horse is stolen. But Senator Johnson of Wisconsin, because he is where the family lives, and then Joni Ernst and I have asked the Inspector General to investigate so we can find out what went wrong and find out whether it's an isolated incident, which I don't think it is, or whether it's systemic. And I assume that it's more systemic. So we'll have to wait until the Inspector General gets his report made. But it's very, very frustrating, particularly when you put $16 million of emergency money into it as we did 2 years ago. And also considering the fact that we've increased VA health care appropriations by 89% in the last few years.
Thank you.
Tom?
Senator Grassley, with your recent, say, reelection campaign against Patty Judge, it seems your fundraising totals dwarfed hers, $5.1 million to a few hundred thousand. How confident are you that you'll get reelected?
Well, you aren't going to get reelected just because you raise more money than your opponent. But right now, and for my entire political career, my strategy has been not to be concerned about the election, but to do the best possible job you can in the position that you're in. So I'm a United States Senator seeking reelection. So doing the things that I've been doing and continue to do them and serve the people well, meaning oversight, having my town meetings, to keep in touch with my constituents, letting them know I haven't forgotten my roots, and to make sure that laws are faithfully executed and the taxpayers' money well spent, concentrating on that. So I don't worry a whole lot about Patty Judge, but that doesn't mean that I'm taking anything for granted, because I'm not. And it would be foolish to think just because you raise more money than she has that ought to be comforting, because I know that she was picked over three other Democrats that were running for a whole year to oppose me, that she was picked the last 2 weeks by the establishment, Democratic establishment in Washington, D.C., and her announcement was in the New York Times before it was the Iowa newspaper. She announced in Washington, D.C. before she announced in Washington, Iowa. So I've got to worry about all the money coming in from the Democratic establishment against me, so she doesn't probably have to raise a lot of money.
Thanks, Senator.
Senator, what are your thoughts regarding the statements made by Donald Trump about the father of the captain, Humayun Khan, at the speech at the Democratic National Convention, and with many Republicans not happy about what he said and his refusal to say sorry? Can you tell us your thoughts?
Yeah. Well, not the same day. I think it was because that was over the weekend. That was an issue. So Monday I put out a statement, and I think I'll stand on that statement and not try to repeat it. And if you don't have it, we can get it to you. But I think that I look way beyond what happened there, because I made very clear that I didn't agree with it. I think we ought to honor Gold Star families, and And so on the final analysis, I'm looking to the next election and a president that's going to appoint cabinet people and EPA directors that aren't going to usurp all the authority that they can. I'm going to concentrate on getting people on the Supreme Court that are strict constructionists. So I'm looking just to the future. This is not a referendum on people. This is a referendum on the future. And we got to start looking at this election as a referendum on the future. And I think that Hillary Clinton is nothing more than a third term of an Obama administration, and we don't want more of that.
Senator Grassley, can I ask another quick question?
Yeah.
Kind of going on the same vein, if you remember Steve King's statements that were made just before in the RNC convention, saying that Western Europeans have contributed more than any other subgroup. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, my thoughts on anything relating to people's what they contribute to society is based upon the individual, looking at the individual, regardless of gender, race, ethnicity, or anything else that you want to separate Americans into. And I don't like separating Americans into subgroups, but it's the individual that counts. And you got to look at the contribution of the individual. And we've had great contributions by people of all races, all ethnicity, females, males, you name all of the above. You look at the individual, not where they come from or what they or anything else about it.
Okay.
Senator, what are your thoughts on the Native Americans that are protesting the Bakken pipeline by running from North Dakota to the nation's capital because they fear it's bad for the environment?
Well, I'll be glad to listen to them, but for the most part, unlike the XL pipeline that the federal government's totally involved with, and I have to vote on in Congress, and I did support the XL pipeline, the Bakken pipeline is a... 99% a state decision, because it wouldn't even be built, and anything that the Corps of Engineers has to do with it, or anything that issues of American natives have to do with it, would not even be an issue. But the states decide to go ahead, and there might be some. I know already that the Corps of Engineers given permission to cross whatever rivers that they have to cross, and I don't know about the burial grounds up in northwest Iowa, but it's my understanding that the state makes them drill underground, not disturb the surface, and that's why they decide to let it go ahead.
Thank you. I just realized I was up in Minnesota over the weekend, and patients with pain are now allowed to buy medical marijuana in Minnesota. Do you think that Iowa could be next or anytime soon? Or where is that standing at?
Well, you'll have to talk to the Iowa legislators about that. As far as I'm concerned with medical marijuana, I'm working specifically on cannabis oil. And Senator Feinstein and I have, going way back to April 2015, started trying to get FDA and DEA to make decisions on moving ahead with research, and DEA's already made that decision. When FDA makes that decision, then we'll deal with it at that point. But I want to make sure that we have the government agencies saying that it's not addictive. And nobody believes that cannabis oil is addictive, but I think we need the official explanation and the safety of it based upon what FDA says.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki and Tom, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.